creature in that kind of stuff. You see, let me tell you, there is another way. You did this. Try the other one for a short period of time. Then he will reduce the price to one night only. And say, one single night, do this, because you have this night tonight. And that's the last story. The story of a heartbeat. There is an old man who is playing the harp. Why? Why won't you play the harp? You tell me. Maru. Once somebody plays the harp,
make others happy?
No, make others act loud. Really? Yes, you will interpret that happiness and things like that, but could you eliminate the element of show-off in that? That's what we learn, because there are two things, playing the harp and being the harpist. That's a different. We talk about a fellow who professionally is doing it. So he's doing it for money. And? Flattery. To being called, oh, in your culture, to being called ustad. You make a little bit noises, everybody could call you a stud. Do you know how this is start? With this stupid fellow learning from you, they call you a stud and you call the other one a stud, so all of them are a stud. And that flattery will kill on you. We'll see. That's the big story. That's the final story. Seventh story. We will talk about this flattery. He was preparing you. At the end of this story, he said, all of this, you don't get the state of love and the parrot and all that because your attention is somewhere else. You believe in flattery. You believe in being popular. Who doesn't? Where does it start? In animal pack. All the animals live in pack. From childhood, they learn to try to have some position in these ranks. Did it happen to you? You're playing with that. So we'll come back to that. For the moment, this is the end of our story. The end of our story is, read the last verse, please.
Years hast thou been a heart-jagging rock, once for the sake of experiment, the earth.
Let's go to the next story. Next story, inshallah, next week we will start it, is the story of the harp player, which is the seventh story. With that, we have analyzed all the variations of intelligence, self-indulging, and what is self, and what's going on inside. Do I have free will or not? Am I concentrated on doing something? Is there a purpose for me? We touch all the different aspects, little by little, of course. Later we'll have the explanation here. Please do not forget that Rumi is trying to first analyze the problem. The problem of happiness is first intelligence. Then the outcome of intelligence, which is comparison, jealousy, having faith or not having, believing in external forces, and being used to confront the logic of confrontation of the brains and intelligence, all that is the barrier not to get what love is. We don't recognize the real existence of that parrot in me. I hope at least to the next week, at least in this weekend, you will find some time to reflect on this. This is very important to really identify the parrot in you. Because first of all, a parrot is a bird, so it's sort of thought. And we know that the parrot is unique, because the other ones, we judge them by their effect. We judge the falcon because it's actively hunting the meaning for me, the owl, which is hunter of the night and trying to live in the darkness, and blah blah blah, we'll hit them all. Parrot is different. He's the unique one. He talks like the human being. He looks like a human being. And there is no use for it. Parrot is always appreciated just because of the beauty. There is no function for the parrot. The other tame animals, all of them, they have functions. Okay, nowadays you have this little thing, that furry ball, that we call it dog. But dog is a wolf, which is tamed to work, to be useful for human beings. Parrot is not. Parrot is the beautiful, beautiful one, and imitates us. That's the parrot. Find it, because parrot is love in me, which is not me. It's a part of we in me. That attraction, that belonging, that sense of belonging, that's the parrot. I hope you will find the parrot. Pastor next week. Now let's hear it in person. This one is here. I was waiting for this. Tan qafas shekl ast. Tan shod kharijan dar qalib dakhilan va kharijan. Inch guyad man shavam hamraz to vanch guyad nei manam hamraz. اینش گوید نیست چون تو در وجود در جمال و فضل و در احسان وجود آنش گوید هر دو عالم آن توست جمله جانها جمله جانها من تو فعل جان توست او چون بیند خلق را سرمست خیش از تکبر می رود از دست خیش او نداند چه هزاران را چو او دیر افکنده است اندر آب جود لطف و سالوس جهان خوش لقمه ایست کمترش کن کان پر آتش لقمه ایست آتشش پنهان ذوقش آشکار دود و ظاهر شود پایان کار تو من گوان مد را من کی خرم از طمع میگوید او و پی برم ماده اگر هش گوید بر ملا روزها سوزد دلت زن سوزها گرچه دانی کوزه هرمان گفت آن کان طمع که داشت از تو شد زیان آن اثر میماند در اندرون در مدی این حالت هست آزمون آن اثرم روزها باقی و بعد مایه کبر و خدا جان شد بد نماید زن که تلخ افتاد همچون مطبوخ هست و حق کان را خوری تا بیدی شور شدن جندری برخوری حلوا و بعد ذوقش دمی این اثر چون آن نمی پاید همی چون نمی پاید همی پاید نهان سر زدی را تو به زد او بدان چون شکر پاید همی تأثیر او بعد اینی دو مرارت نیشو یا بعد اینی دو مرارت نیشو نفس از بس مدها فرعون شد کن زلیل نفس حونا لا تسود تا توانی بنده شو سلطان مباش زخم کش چون موی شو چوبان مباش ورنه چون لطفت نماند وین جمال از تو آید آن حریفان را ملال آن جماعت که همی دادند ریو چون ببینندت بگویندت که دیو جمله گویندت چون بینندت به در مرده ای از گور خود برکرد سر همچو امرت که خدا نامش کنند تا بدین سالوس در دامش کنند چون در بدنامی آمد ریش او دیو را ننگاید از تفتیش او دیو سوی آدمی شد بهر شر سوی تو ناید که از دیوی بتر تا تو بودی آدمی دیو از بید می دوید و می چشانید و میت چون شدی در خوی دیوی و ستار